Antique, may kasama ako sa church na tumutulong sa akin magbisita house to house sa mga members. Wherever we go, she would, you know, share the gospel and share her life. At ini-encourage niya yung mga tao, kasama ko siya. At that time, hindi pa ako marunong magkaraya. So siyang magaling magkaraya. So sama-sama lang ako sa kanya. Ikot kami ng ikot. And after ng visitation namin, uuwi kami sa bahay nila para magmeryenda. Doon sa bahay nila, meron siyang kapatid na talagang bad boy. Pagdating namin doon, lasing na yung kapatid niya, magwawala na yung kapatid niya. Ganyan ang buhay niya. Magmi-ministry siya, tapos pag-uwi sa bahay nila, yun, magwa-wild yung kapatid niya. And so we prayed for her brother. Pinagdadasal namin yung kapatid niya palagi kasi nagkakalat palagi, ano. So, naawa ko sa kanya kasi he ministers to other people, pero pag-uwi niya sa bahay niya, merong membro sa pamilya nila na wild. Okay. Sinishare niya yung gospel, pinagtatawanan siya, hindi nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Until the day, after how many years, namatay yung worker na yan. So sa araw ng libing niya, nung nag-misa ako doon, nandun yung kapatid niyang pasaway, iyak ng iyak. Iyak ng iyak yung kapatid niyang pasaway. So nung nakita ko, talagang nainis ako. Ano? Sabi ko sa kanya, naku, yung sakit ng ulo tsaka sakit ng loob na binigay mo sa kapatid mo. Tapos nandun sa kabaong iyak ng iyak. Tapos sabi ng kapatid na lalaki sa akin, sabi niya, Father, naalala kong sinabi ni Manang sa akin, kailangan ako magbago. Hindi mo lang ako nakinig sa kanya. A few days later, nakita ko yung kapatid niya nagsimba na. Nagbihis at nagbago yung kapatid niya. So inisip ko, bakit inantay mo pang mamatay yung kapatid mo bago ka magbago? Because sometimes ganyan ang buhay. Ang daming pagkakataon magbago tayo. May magulang tayo nagsishare, pinapangaralan tayo ng mga kapatid natin, hindi talaga pumapasok sa tenga mo at sa isip mo yung sinasabi nila until that person dies. Amen? Pag namatay yung tao na yan, doon mo makikita ang tunay mo na sarili. Kagaya din ni Bishop Ricardo, nung buhay pa siya, ang dami niyang sinasabi sa akin na pumapasok lang sa tenga ko at lumalabas sa kabila. Okay? Isa sa mga palagi niyang dinidikdik sa akin ang magdasal ng maaga pa. Eh, hirap na hirap ako. Kasi late sleeper ako. Natutulog ako mga alauna, alas dos ng umaga. So, hirap akong gumising sa umaga. But Bishop Dick will always remind me the importance of putting God first in everything you do in your life. So, ibig sabihin, bawat araw sa buhay mo, nauuna si Lord. Okay? So, every day, every time magkita kami, ang dami niyang sinasabi sa akin, konti ang pumapasok sa isip ko. Until the day he died. Nung nawala si Bishop, nangulila ako para akong nawala ng tatay. At nung wala na siya, lahat o marami sa sinasabi niya ay bumabalik na sa isip ko. And I remember them. Sabi ko, bakit mamatay pa si Bishop? bago maalala ko yan at bagong magbuhay, magbago ang buhay ko. And today we will begin to understand this as sinabi ni Jesus sa gospel natin. Okay? But before we go to the gospel, let us look at our first reading today. Our first reading talks about a covenant. God was in covenant with His people Israel. And palagi niyang tinutulungan yung Israel because He is their God. Yan ang trabaho ng Diyos, to help and protect His people always. Ang trabaho lang ng Israel was to obey their God. Yun lang trabaho nila. Just obey your God and God will take care of everything in your life. Ganun kasimple. Amen? Yung covenant nila. What is a covenant? A covenant is a, sabi nila, contract. May kontrata kayo. May kasunduan kayo. But more than a contract, a covenant also means that you are in relationship with that person. Just like a husband and a wife. Yes, may marriage contract kayong pinirmahan. Okay? Meron kayong marriage contract. The marriage of a man and a woman is a contract. But more than a contract, the marriage of the man and a woman as a covenant means that the man should love his wife. And the wife should submit to her husband in all things. So it's more than just a contract. And Israel, time and time again, they break covenant with God. Hindi nila sinusunod yung covenant nila sa Diyos. At minsan napapahamak talaga sila. But God, in His mercy and compassion, He continues to help His people. Amen? If we are unfaithful, God will always be faithful to us. Amen? And so what happened? Sabi ni Jeremiah, first reading natin, the Jeremiah said that a day will come that God will make a new covenant with His people. And the law, yung law na sinusundan nila, yung stipulations ng covenant na yan, dati nakikita yan, nasulat yan sa bato. But God said, this new covenant, I will write the laws in the heart of my people. Isusulat ko mismo yung commandments ko, hindi sa bato, kundi sa puso at sa isip ng kanyang bayan. Okay? And that covenant is now fulfilled. Saan nang umpisa yung covenant na yan? In Jesus. So we are now in a new covenant with God. Our second reading talks about Jesus who obeyed His Father. Jesus as man who had a covenant with His Father. But unlike Israel, Jesus continued to obey His Father. Kaya naging perfect si Jesus ang naging daan na magkaroon ng panibagong covenant ang Diyos. Na kung saan yung kanyang mga sugo, yung kanyang commandments ay hindi lang nababasa sa libro o nasusulat sa bato, kundi yung kanyang mga utos, His commandments are now written in the hearts and minds of His people. Jesus became the foundation and the author of that new covenant. Okay? Now let's look at the gospel this morning. In our gospel, there were Greeks, no? Nag-umpisa yung gospel natin. It was a time of worship. At itong mga Greeks na to, these are Gentiles. Okay? They are not Jewish people. They are not covenant people. They are Gentiles who have converted to the religion of the Jewish people. They converted to Judaism. Kaya naging interested sila kay Jesus because Jesus is so interesting kasi pag nagtuturo si Lord, hindi lang yung Jewish people ang pinag-uusapan niya. He even talks and he even ministers to Gentiles. And so the Gentiles became interested of him. So one day pumunta sila, nahiya naman silang dumiretso lang doon kay Jesus. So kinausap nila si Philip. Bakit, ano ba to si Philip? Philip is a Gentile na naging convert din. So doon sila lumapit. Okay. And Philip went to Andrew, who is very close to Jesus also. Kinausap ni Philip, there are Greeks here, there are Gentiles here who want to talk to Jesus. And so Andrew and Philip went to Jesus at nagpaalam sila. And the Greeks came, the Gentiles came to Jesus. Ito ang sagot ni Jesus sa kanila. Very, very interesting, no? Etong sagot ni Jesus sa kanila. Jesus answered them saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." And naisip ko, bakit ganyan ang sagot ng Diyos sa kanila? Okay, ano kayang tanong nila? No? What could have been their question? Why would Jesus tell them about His impending death? Bakit kinikwento na ni Jesus yung nalalapit niyang pagkamatay sa cross? Why was He telling them that? You know, He was talking to them about death. "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." A grain of wheat, if it does not die, it will remain a single grain. But if it falls to the ground and dies, pag namatay yan, nahulog sa lupa, nabaon sa lupa, at namatay yung grain na yan, it will now grow and produce more. And I shared my story with you tungkol dun sa kaibigan ko na yon, kasama ko sa ministry, first part of my ministry, kung saan pang namatay siya, doon nagbago yung kapatid niya. And this is where I see it in the gospel today. Our life here on earth does not end in death, but our life continues to speak and talk and minister to other people. Ginagamit pa rin ng Diyos ang buhay natin. At even yung pagkamatay natin, doon pa lang magbabago. Why? Because we have to understand that in Jesus, there is no such thing as dying. Life does not end in death. It is only transformed. Okay? Jesus talks about death to the Gentiles. And sometimes, itong Lenten season, dapat pag-usapan din natin yung kamatayan. Because man has been enslaved by the fear of death. Yan yung takot na talagang humahawak sa buhay natin. We are all afraid to die. And so when the Greeks came to Jesus, Jesus talked to them about death. Bakit pinag-uusapan? Para hindi tayo matakot. Okay? Now, there are two kinds of death. I've been studying this Lent, and one of the things I learned this Lent, that there are two kinds of death. The first is what you call terminal death. Terminal death. Ano yung terminal death, Father? Well, terminal death means that your life on earth is already finished. All your hopes and dreams, ang mga pangarap mo, tapos na, wala na. Okay? Sa Tagalog, meron tayong term dyan. Pantay na ang paa mo. Okay? You try to find out kung anong meaning niya. Pag sinabi mo sa isang tao na pantay na yung paa niya. Okay? Pag sinabi mong pantay na yung paa niya, meaning to say, tapos ng lahat. Yan ang tinatawag na terminal death. All your expectations, all the things that you plan, yung mga plano mong pumunta ka sa Boracay, magbabakasyon ako doon sa El Nido, o saan-saan ang mga lugar na yan. The moment you die, that is already finished. Yan ang tinatawag na terminal death. And all of us will come to that. Okay? All of us. None is exempted. Our life here on earth one day will end. Okay? Bakit kinikwento ni Jesus yan? Because that is the reality of life. And as Christians, we do not just look at terminal death. Merong pangalawang kamatayan, a kind of death that all of us need to see also. And that is what we call the Paschal death. The Paschal death, ito yung sinasabi ni Lord dito. Paschal death means that when you die, life will begin on death. Mag-uumpisa ang tunay na buhay doon sa kamatayan. Yan ang Paschal death. That's why ang sineselebrate natin every Sunday is the Paschal mystery. What is the mystery of our faith? Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Ganun din sa buhay natin. Okay? Through the Paschal death, life does not end, but life is transformed, it is changed. Okay? Nagbabago ang buhay natin. That's why this coming week, after nitong last Sunday, fifth week of Lent, papasok tayo sa Holy Week, Semana Santa, papasok tayo dyan. And we will be contemplating on the Paschal mystery. Ano yung Paschal mystery? The death and passion of Jesus. Okay? Pagbubulay-bulayan natin yan. Okay? Para hindi tayo matakot sa kamatayan, makita natin na kabahagian ng buhay natin. It's part of our life. Amen? Death of Jesus, His suffering and His death, but it does not end there. Meron tayong tinatawag na resurrection, which we will celebrate on Easter Sunday. Ang pagkabanhaw sang aton na Ginoo. His life did not end in death, but it continues on in His resurrection. Then we have the ascension of Jesus to heaven. What is the ascension of Jesus to heaven? Sabi ni Jesus, nung umakyat siya, sabi ni Mary sa kanya, Jesus, Jesus. Sabi ni Jesus, wag mo akong hawakan because I'm going to the Father. The ascension speaks of our not clinging to the old life. Ayaw it hawid sa dati mong kabuhi, hindi mo paghawidan, ina. Okay? Do not cling to the old life. That is the ascension. Then, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the new life that we will have. That is the mystery of our faith. Okay? And this is what Christ is teaching us in the gospel today. Bakit tayo takot magmatay? Sabi ng isang pare sa akin, dahil hindi tayo nagpa-practice. Okay? Dapat pang pagpraktisan yan. Yes, pagpapraktisan natin yan. Okay, how do you practice that? You learn to die to self every day. And ito yung sinasabi ni Lord. Then He talks about following Me. Okay? Anyone who will serve me must follow me. Okay? After niya sinabi yun about death, then he talks about following Jesus, serving Jesus. Why? Because we can never follow Jesus if we do not die to ourselves. Practice dying every day. God does not want you to practice physical death or terminal death. Darating yan, hindi pinagpapraktisan. But we need to practice for the Paschal death, where we die to ourselves, where we die to our self-will. Sabi nga ni Father Nonoy, kita man gihapon ro batas iya sa kalibutan. May ginuoon kita, pero ro aton nga batas matagihapon ginasunod. We continue to do what we will in our life. Amen? Amen? Nasusunod pa rin yung gusto natin. Yung kalooban pa rin natin ang nasa sentro ng buhay natin. Bakit? Kasi hindi si Kristo ang nakaupo sa trono ng puso natin. To let Christ sit at the throne of your heart means that you have to die to your own will. Amen? Yan ang meditation natin for the Holy Week. How will I die to myself? Okay? The only death that Jesus requires from us is the dying to self. We die to ourself, we die to our sin, we die to our pride, we die to our ego. Yan ang praktisin natin araw-araw. Okay? Only when we learn to die to ourselves, die to our own self-will, can we be able to follow Christ. Kaya sabi nga ni Jesus, if anyone desires to come after me, he must first, what? Oh, alam natin yan. Yeah? Anyone who desires to come after me, anyone who wish to come after me must deny himself. Oh. Then, pick up his cross. You pick up your own cross. Jesus died on the cross. What is he trying to tell us? If we are going to follow and desire to follow Christ, we must practice dying and dying to ourselves every day. Amen? Minsan ayaw natin yan. Kaya nagkakagulo ang buhay natin. We are so afraid of death because we have never practiced for it. A person who has totally surrendered himself to God, a person who has already come to a point in his life, Lord, ang buhay ko sa'yo na. It's no longer I who live, but Christ now who lives in me. He has died to himself already. You know that person? Pag dumating tayo sa punto ng buhay natin, na lahat ng bagay, lahat, everything in our hearts is surrendered to Jesus. We have died to ourselves. It's no longer I who live, hindi na ako, kundi si Kristo. Now, if we come to that point, we will never be afraid of dying anymore. We will not be afraid of poverty anymore. We will not be afraid of sickness anymore. Why? Why? Bakit? Because now, we have experienced the love of God by that time. Yun ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. And pinakita yan ni Kristo. Okay? He has shown that to us. Yan ang example na pinakita niya. That He followed the Father even to the cross. He continued to follow God. He died to Himself. On the Garden of Gethsemane, yun ang sinabi niya sa Diyos Ama, sabi niya, Father, if there's any other way, take this cup away from me. But, nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours be done. hindi pa siya umaakyat sa cross at namatay sa cross, si Jesus namatay na sa sarili niya. Amen? Tinanggap niya ang kalooban ng kanyang Ama. At sa pagtanggap ng kalooban ng kanyang Ama, siya'y namatay sa sarili niyang kalooban. And that is what the gospel teaches us today. We're afraid to let go of our will. We're afraid to let go of ourself. Not knowing, ay sinasabi ni Jesus, he who loves his life will lose it. Alam mo yung ibig sabihin yan? You will only experience terminal death. Yan lang matitikman mo sa buhay mo, terminal death. Because you cling to your life, you cling to yourself, you cling to your own will. Ayaw mong bitawan ang mahal na mahal mong sarili. Kaya sabi niya, you will lose your life. Terminal death. That will be your experience. But if you fall to the ground, that grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, sabi niya, it will multiply, it will change, it will transform, magbabago yan. Yan ang mangyayari. We will experience the paschal death of Jesus. My dear brothers, sisters, that is the challenge of God today for us. Huwag nating hayaan na yung mararanasan natin is terminal death only. Darating talaga yan. Paghandaan natin yung tinatawag na paschal death, where we practice every day to die to ourselves, die to our pride. Bakit maraming tao ngayon nagsastruggle, hindi makapagpatawad? Dahil sa pride. Nagdurusa. Nagkakasakit na dahil may unforgiveness. Bakit? Pride. Ayaw mamatay sa sarili. Okay? May mga taong hindi marunong humingi ng tawad. Kaya hindi rin marunong magpatawad. It boils to one thing, self. It's about self. Kaya sa bahay, pag sa loob ng bahay, sa loob ng tahanan, kung hindi kayo marunong magpatawad, no one will practice dying there, dying to self, magulo ang bahay niyo. Magulo ang bahay. It is when we begin to practice the paschal death of Jesus. Unite our heart, unite our mind to the death and suffering of Christ that we may share in His resurrection. Okay? Dying to self. Sa mga mag-asawa, nalulungkot ako na kinakounselan ko mismo. Mag-asawa, nagka-counsel sila. Maghihiwalay na. Sabi ng lalaki, hindi na ako happy father sa wife ko. Tinatanong ko rin yung asawa, sabi ng asawa, I'm not in love with him anymore. So maghihiwalay sila. So ang tinatanong ko palagi, paano tong mga anak nyo? Paano tong mga anak nyo? Hindi naisip yan. Bakit? Ang sariling inisip. Inisip ang sarili. As God's people, we are commanded by the Lord. We have to learn to die. Dying to self every day, preparing ourselves every day. Isipin mo yung mga anak mo, isipin mo yung ibang tao din. Huwag lang yung sarili mo palagi. Amen? So I pray that in this last stretch of Lent, we will contemplate on our own death. Huwag tayong matakot. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be afraid to die to ourselves. Let us not be afraid to say, I'm sorry. Pag meron kang kasalanan na gawa, humingi ka ng tawad. Bakit ka natatakot? Do not be afraid to tell your brother that I forgive you also. Pinapatawad na rin kita. Sa lahat ng ginawa mo sa akin, I also forgive you. You die to self. Ayaw nating gawin yan. Natatakot kasi tayo. Natatakot tayo. Takot tayong mamatay sa sarili natin. Amen? So we contemplate on that. How will I practice dying in my life? How will I practice dying to myself, to my own will? Etong linggo na to, pwede naman tayong mag-beach, pwede naman tayong mamasyal at gumala sa araw na to. But you choose to come here. You're practicing dying. Dying to your own will and your own self. Yung mga nanay, ganun din. Kinikwento ng isang cousin, sabi niya, nung maliit pa daw siya, paborito niya yung tiyan ng bangus. Sino sa inyong gustong-gusto niyo yung tiyan ng bangus? Yung iba may sakit, ayaw. Yung tiyan ng bangus, di ba? Sabi niya, hindi siya kumakain ng isda. Kwento niya sa akin, Father, hindi ako kumakain ng isda. Ayaw ko yung lasa ng isda. Pero tiyan ng bangus, kumakain ako. Kaya naalala daw niya, nung maliit siya, tuwing lalapit siya sa nanay niya at meron silang ulam na bangus, kinukuha ng nanay niya yung tiyan ng bangus at binibigay sa kanya. Lumaki siya na akala niya yung nanay niya hindi kumakain ng tiyan. Kaya kinukuha niya. Until finally, one day, may anak na rin siya, kumain sila ng bangus, tuwang-tuwa na siya, kakainin niya na yung tiyan. Lumapit yung anak niya, sabi sa kanya ng anak niya, Ma, gusto ko yung tiyan. Kakainin niya na sana. Kinuha niya yung tiyan, binigay niya sa anak niya. Tapos naalala niya yung nanay niya. Paborito rin pala ng nanay niya yung tiyan ng bangus. Pero bakit nung maliit siya, binibigay ng nanay palagi sa kanya? Why? Why? Because the mother loves the child. And in loving someone, that is where you learn to die to yourself. Amen? Diyan ka nagpa-practice. Unahin mo yung anak mo. Sige na. Napanood ko yung video ng isang tatay. Dala niya yung dalawang anak niya sa Jollibee. Mahirap lang sila. Pero pagkatapos ng school, siguro mataas ang grade ng anak, nag-blow out yung tatay sa Jollibee. So habang kumakain ng manok yung anak niya, nandun ang tatay nakatingin lang. Kumakain yung bata ng Jollibee. So sabi ng bata sa kanya, Pa, sabi niya, ayaw, anak, busog ako. Busog daw siya. Pero gigil na siya sa manok na kinakain ng anak niya. Bakit? Kulang ang pera eh. Hindi kasya bumili ng dalawang manok. Isa lang ang pwedeng bilihin. Inuna muna yung bata. Pinakain muna yung bata. Kung sa Ilonggo pa, nagpaiway ang kaugalingon. Paiway ang kaugalingon. Unahon ana yung pinalangga. And that is what Christ is doing to us. Jesus could have saved himself. Jesus could have call it quits and go back to heaven. And it will be okay with God. Yan sinasabi ni Father, ni Bishop Dick palagi, okay lang sa Diyos yun. You know? But Jesus did not do that to us. Bakit? Alam niya, if he will not go to the cross, pwede siyang umakyat sa langit, pero hindi tayo makakasama sa kanya. May iwan tayo dito. Kaya anong ginawa ni Lord? Anong ginawa ni Lord? Kinalimutan niya ang sarili niya. He forgot about himself. He died to himself. That's why in the Garden of Gethsemane, itong sinabi niya, Not my will, but yours be done. He died to himself. Amen? That's why when he went to the cross to experience terminal death, the death on the cross, he was not afraid anymore. Amen? Sanay na siya. Amen. Please stand.